Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On-demand audio.
Stacy, how are you?
Oh, Mark, I'm just trying to say what's up, what's down with Chris Cuomo saying Beto is the equivalent of the N-word. And, you know, then there's all the stuff that we have going on with Sarah Silverman. And so I'm just trying to keep up. Just, you know, these people are, they're interesting people. They're fun people.
They're insane is what they are. The whole Chris Cuomo thing, we were talking about it earlier. He's, you know, when this thing surfaced, and I love the fact that somebody found this interview with Curtis Sliwa from a few years ago. Play cut 10 for the people, please.
There's a group of people, of politicos, who always hint that they might run but don't necessarily plunge all the way, and they are members of La Cuomo Nostra.
So who am I then, Fredo?
Yes!
He's Fredo. He's Fredo. He's willing to call himself that, but then he wants the world to believe that he considers that the equivalent of the N-word, Stacy.
So, first of all, anybody who's seen The Godfather knows that Fredo was not a racial term in that movie. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the ethnicity of the person. It's the fact that he's the brother who's just not as good. He's the brother who, you know, he looks at his other brother and says, wow, I wish I could be like him. He's not strong. He's not direct. And so it was a joke that Chris Cuomo made, a joke he's perfectly, has a right to make it about himself.
Sure.
What's interesting is that this isn't the only time he's ever said, oh, that's the equivalent of the N-word. Like, he's constantly searching for an opportunity to have the same kind of experience that Black Americans have on occasion had in this country. And I just wish he would stop it, because it's, first of all, Black people don't have that experience very often, let alone in a grocery store somewhere. I think that the real problem here, Mark, is another radio host that is huge and big and we all know likes to nickname people. And a long time ago, he nicknamed, Chris Cuomo Fredo. And that's what he's angry about. He's not angry about the N-word or any racial. There's nothing else to it but him being mad that a radio host that's pretty powerful on the right actually nicknamed him so well that some Americans think that's his actual name, Fredo.
Well, you hear it at the beginning of the whole exchange. He says, that's what you right-wing nuts call me. And he's clearly referring to Limbaugh. So good for Rush for calling him out on that. I think that's hilarious that he got under his skin like that.
Well, but I'm speaking here as someone who I've listened to pretty much everybody. And everybody has a knack for something. Each host has something that they do that's, you know, unique to them. And one of the things that Rush Limbaugh does well is he finds a nickname that's just under the surface of your skin. And he'll use it for the rest of your natural-born life. And that's what he's done with Chris Cuomo, who is aware of it, which I think the biggest weakness for him, the cursing was horrible. The threats were ridiculous. It was like listening to two drunk people or one drunk person in a bar.
Yes.
But what was worse about it was that he let the nickname that someone else gave him, he could have just corrected the guy and said, my name's Chris Cuomo. I'm a host on CNN. Boom, that would have been the end of it. And then the guy could have said, well, can I have a picture with you? And they could have taken the picture and it would have been over. No viral story, then all of us would know that Chris Cuomo listens to Rush Limbaugh. But that's the point of this story.
But you and I've been in this business long enough to know we could never get away with that. I mean, if I went out on the street today and somebody came up to me and started calling me some crazy nickname and I started telling him I was going to throw him down a set of stairs and drop an F-bombs on him, and somebody caught me on social media doing that, I feel pretty confident based on history that I would not get away without suffering consequences. I don't know if they would fire me or if they would issue a statement, but I can't imagine they would be like CNN and come out and say, oh, he was perfectly justified in what he did.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And not just, you know, because of history, but because there's a certain standard that we're held to that they're not. And,
right.
I just go back to when I was a kid, James Earl Jones. I grew up in Germany, and we had one channel, Armed Forces Radio, and then we had Armed Forces Network, which is a TV. And every morning for about 3 hours, it was CNN. And this was back in the day when it was Bobby Bautista and Lynn Vaughn. And James Earl Jones would say, "This is CNN."
Yes.
And, you know, my dad would be on the way out in his combat boots, and, you know, guns everywhere. And me and my sister would be eating our cereal, and my mom would be, you know, kind of prodding us along, even though we had an hour left to go. And we'd be watching CNN, and they would be in the Middle East, or, you know, they were in Beirut, for goodness sakes, reporting on the ground. And as things were developing, they would be going to live feed in these foreign countries reporting on these breaking international stories. And I just remember thinking to myself, you know, Lynn Baum and Bobby Bautista are the coolest women on the face of the planet, because
right. They
get to talk to these guys every day. And they're the beginning and the end of our day. It's just amazing. And I just thought they were amazing. I thought James Earl Jones was amazing. It was just, you know, you're awestruck. You're, you know, 14 years old and you're watching this stuff. The same things I'd be reading in the Stars and Stripes in the morning before school, they'd be reporting on it. And so now you've got Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and the others. And it's just so sad. I mean, it's not just their antics when they're in their private lives. Just even if we say it's your private life, act however you want. It's when they're on camera, you're kind of looking at it thinking, this is CNN? I mean, they should have a new voice, like a smurf or somebody that says, this is CNN, instead of, you know, James Earl Jones. This is crazy.
Smurf. I love it. The new mascot of CNN, a smurf named Fredo. How about that? We'll give him a nickname. Hey, the Sarah Silverman story, quickly. The left is perfectly willing to eat their own, clearly. She's no friend of anybody in the conservative circles, but she lost this movie role because at some point in her comedic career, she used blackface to look like Queen Latifah, apparently, right?
Okay, so there's two parts to this. And I actually, I got a little more information after I was on air yesterday talking about this. So I just want to make a clear delineation.
Okay.
So first of all, prepare to be triggered, because if you're dressed up, if you're white and you're dressed up as someone who is black and they're a movie star or something like that, that's not blackface. Now, I know people are probably swerving all over the road, but just hear me out here. Now, what is blackface is when you as a white person put on actual black face makeup. It's shiny. It's like almost like tar. And then you paint your lips white or red, and you put on a red scarf or bandana and kind of like a huckster outfit, like, you know, a farmer coveralls, whatever. That is blackface. So one of them is racist and one is not. If you dress up in the Sambo outfit that mocks black people for their appearance, that was used, you know, back during the segregation years to mock blacks and to kind of entertain racist white people, then that's racial. I don't know if you're a racist or not. You might just be stupid, but that's racist. But if you just dress up as Queen Latifah or Beyonce or Tyra Banks, or if you're a man, if you dress up as LeBron James, because, you know, that's your guy, that's your dude, and it's Halloween, that's not racist. So what I'm looking for is for people to actually have some nuance here. I actually care nothing about Sarah Silverman, except to say that isn't it fun to watch the left eat their own people? She's one of their strongest, staunchest defenders. She has actually put forward things that are so vulgar and so disgusting, especially in the area of abortion, anything having to do with women, that it's almost nice. Like, you know, I'm not a Schadenfreude for a person, but if I was, this would be my day. Like, yesterday and today would be my day. I would be just giddy. I'd be cartwheeling all over the place. But in the big scheme of things, she can't even see that it's her own comedy, her own ridiculous lack of moral standards that has brought her to this place where her own people are kicking her in the gut. And by the way, on Reddit, there's a huge page. If you type in Sarah Silverman blackface, you can see her dressed as Sambo in blackface. So I was yesterday saying she's not racist because she was dressed as Queen Latifah, and I'm still standing by that. But she did actually dress in blackface with the black face paint, red bandana, white lips, and she was out in public
really?
Like that.
Huh.
Yeah, she did. And someone sent me the pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, oh my gosh, well, thank goodness I didn't actually defend her. So yeah, Mark, this is the age of Aquarius, if you will, because we're just like, we're ping-ponging from one thing to the
sure.
next. And all I'm trying to do, Mark, is to be clear that, so some things actually are racist. It's a very small category of things. They're very specific, and they don't happen very often. And when they do, people are shocked, rightly so, because racism is just like any other bad thing, any other sin or any other immoral act. It's shocking. But racism is not our problem here. Our problem is everything is racist. Mark, you're a racist. I'm a racist. This green, you know, little, it's, I got this green printed coffee cup. It's a racist. The pillows I have in here are racist. Everything's racist. My computer screen, one's black, one has a white back. Those are racist. I'm telling you, we're in an age where there isn't anything. Like, I have a white dog, but we're all black over here. Racist. We got to get past that. So, you know, Sarah Silverman, you know, God bless you. But this is what you rot. Eat it. This is your meal. Sit down.
Thank you for bringing some common sense to the equation as usual, Stacey. We got to run, but thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.